President Trump, as you probably know, likes to rail against the fake news media. That's his term for news outlets he doesn't like the New York Times and CNN, among others. And then there's that other phrase he likes to use when talking about the media. Here's a moment from Trump's speech last week to conservative activists and politicians gathered in Washington.
A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people.
Nina Khrushcheva is a professor of international affairs at the New School in New York. She's also the great-granddaughter of the former Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev. And in Russia, she says, the phrase enemy of the people has a dark history.
When I was growing up, that phrase was never used. It was only used in historical context. It really began when the Bolsheviks, or when the dictatorship of proletariat was being created in Russia, and it was used by mostly by the Bolshevik party, because their idea is that they're really trying to create this great brotherhood on earth. And therefore, anybody who present a little bit less drastic view, they would brand the enemy of the people. It was used to some degree, was used by Leon Trotsky. It was used by Vladimir Lenin, because anybody, as I said, against them would be the enemy. But it was really ratcheted up during Joseph Stalin, because for him, it became a very convenient political tool. So when you just say so-and-so could be the enemy of the people, then you really don't have to look into any context or even any crimes. You just say, you know, somebody would report that you don't wink the right way, and that would be enough to really prosecute you. So that's how gulags were created. And then, you know, when Donald Trump does use it in the context of American democracy, you know, you kind of get goosebumps.
So your great-grandfather, Nikita Khrushchev, actually wanted the phrase enemy of the people eliminated. Did it become so toxic because, like, if you said somebody was an enemy of the people, that would send them to a gulag or even have them eliminated?
Well, it wouldn't be sent during Khrushchev, obviously, because he denounced gulags and closed them for the most part. So that wouldn't be the case in the mid-late 50s and 60s and further on. So as I said, when I was growing up, that was never used. But yes, even, I mean, that's the sort of the tragedy of Trump, is that even the Soviets, in the middle of its history in the 50s and 60s, decided that that phrase is too toxic, too tragic, too unbearable. And also, I mean, you know, as communists are good propagandists, they also know that name calling or words actually create reality. And that's one of the reasons that Khrushchev decided to denounce the phrase that would send people to gulags. So that's another thing that I'm very nervous about the Trump administration, is that they may not understand the reality of those words, but they certainly create an atmosphere that could lead to violence, could lead to really horrible, very tragic consequences.
So as a Russian, what's your advice for us Americans when we think about these phrases that are so potent?
I've been thinking about that, and I would make my students do now. I just say, you know what, sound bites really not working out for you. So I would really advise you to go back and read books. And I would actually start with totalitarian books. So let's read George Orwell, 1984. Let's read Vladimir Nabokov, Ben Sinister. Let's read Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. And, you know, it goes from there.
What is, by the way, the phrase in Russian for enemy of the people? How do you say it?
Враг народа.
Враг
народа.
Oh,
it sounds, you know, now when I said it in Russian, it sounds horrifying.
I'm sorry to re-traumatize you.
Thank you. America is traumatized right now.
Nina Khrushcheva, the great-granddaughter of Nikita Khrushchev. She's also a professor of international affairs at the New School in New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you.